BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, is this a good time?
No.
Oh, it's just that I saw your car on the drive.
Oh, I'm doing some online training, that's all. Pain management.
Oh, sorry, Ezra. I can come up later.
No, it's okay. I've paused it. It's nearly finished anyway.
Oh, well, it's just that I've been meaning to give you this for ages.
20 Easy Rambles in Borsetshire.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned it, well, some time ago, actually.
Oh, I remember. Yes. Oh, thanks.
You can keep it if you like.
Yeah. I bet there's not much you can learn now about the local area.
Perhaps not.
Come in for a minute.
Oh, no, I don't want to...
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm not due at the surgery till 2.
Yeah, okay then.
We can see how Hilda's getting on.
Hilda?
Yeah. Khalil finally wore me down. We've got her as a house guest.
Okay.
Just for the day. I'm pretty sure we've got mice, so hopefully she can help me with that.
Yeah, she is a good mouser.
I can have some nice cat time with her.
Nice cat time?
As a trial to see about getting one of our own.
And how's that working out?
Well, she did scratch me earlier, but I'm sure it was just a... Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Yeah,
as I said, killing mice is definitely one of her skills.
Laying them out like that, though. Oh. Like some ritual sacrifice. Oh, I'm gonna get rid of them.
Yeah, good idea.
When we first moved in, Khalil tried to wind me up by saying there was a mouse in the house. Now there really is one. Well, there's two.
It's much like that fairy tale, isn't it?
Mm?
The boy who cried wolf? Well, mouse.
Oh, I suppose so. My son has certainly got a vivid imagination.
Mm. Mice can be an issue in these houses, you know. It's being so close to farmland.
Oh, yeah. It's never really occurred to me before. I suppose, I should give Hilda a treat or something as a reward. Hilda! Hilda, puss.
Might she have gone out through that window?
Well, it's possible, I suppose. I can't see her.
If she doesn't turn up, I wouldn't worry. She's probably gone over the field back to Bridge Farm.
Oh, I hope she hasn't. I haven't had a chance to cosy up to her yet.
Actually...
I was looking forward to petting her.
Yeah, I don't know what you've been told about Hilda, Ezra, but no one really does that sort of thing with her.
Really? Why not?
To avoid the need for major surgery.
Major?
Yeah, I know she looks like a cat, but my brother Tom has a different theory.
Which is?
She's actually a demon in feline form.
Oh.
Sent to Earth to do the devil's work.
I see.
And I'm pretty sure Khalil already knows that.
He's playing me, isn't he?
Mm, afraid he might be.
He really wants us to have chickens. So, what, this was a ploy to put me off cats.
Seems a bit twisted, but
oh,
yeah.
Oh, well, that's Khalil all over. He could teach Machiavelli a thing or two.
I'm afraid Henry might partly be to blame.
Really? Why Henry?
Well, because of his new goat. I think it's put ideas into Khalil's head. And Henry definitely knows what Hilda's really like. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Khalil's the prime mover here. I'll be having words with that boy.
And I'll tell Henry to keep his nose out of your business.
Oh, teenagers, what can you do with them?
Yeah, they can be a trial. Right, anyway, I better let you get back to your training.
Oh, yeah, thanks for the book.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, just a warning.
Mm-hmm.
I had this strange chap knocking on my door, talking about turkeys.
Ah.
Grubby cap, yeah, mucky overalls. Seemed a bit suspicious.
Oh, that'd be Eddie Grundy from Grange Farm. And despite appearances, he's perfectly legitimate. Yeah, when it comes to turkeys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Grundys have been raising turkeys for, well, as long as I can remember. For a lot of people around here, Christmas wouldn't be the same without a Grundy bird.
Oh, well, it's not something we usually go in for anyway.
No, I imagine not.
But that is a relief. I was worried he was casing the joint to rob it later.
Oh, no. Eddie might... sail near the wind sometimes, but he's a good guy. Mm. Oh, it's Kirsty. She's at my house.
Oh, I won't keep you then.
Yeah, well, look, enjoy the book.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Oh, and thanks for all the advice.
This guy already has beavers on his land. Justin wants us to send him a video so he can give some advice.
Oh, right.
Brad and I are going to film it tomorrow.
And do you think you'll go ahead with introducing them?
Oh, too early to say.
Right, well, I know beavers can be beneficial to ecosystems.
Very.
I bet there'll be a lot of local opposition, Kirsty.
Oh, definitely. That's why we want to get as much information as possible.
Well, I hope the filming goes well.
Thanks. But I didn't come here to talk about beavers.
No.
I've dragged it out as long as I can, Helen. I'm sorry, but I need an answer on this place. Like, today.
In that case, it has to be no.
Right.
I just can't get the sums to add up.
I'll have to put it on the open market, then.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is, but... there we are. I know you've tried your best for me, and I appreciate it, and at least you've got a concrete decision now.
I guess so. But what are you and the boys going to do?
Well, at the moment I don't really know, but we've got a bit of time, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, I should think so. House selling's never a quick process.
Yeah, we'll sort something out.
Oh, dear.
Has there been an accident?
Yeah, you could say that. It just ran out in front of me.
What is it?
I couldn't avoid it, I'm afraid.
I thought I might be of use. I'm a doctor.
Well, as it happens, I'm a vet, but sadly, this cat is beyond help.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no.
Do you know it?
Oh, it's... I've been looking after someone else's Bridge Farm. Pat and Tony Archer.
Oh, you mean...
This looks just like
what,
her.
Like Hilda?
She went missing and... Oh, no, this is awful.
Are you sure?
It's definitely the same colouring.
And it is female.
Do you know her, Hilda?
Let's just say I have encountered her. I'm Jakob, by the way.
Oh, I'm Azra, Dr. Malik.
As it happens, Hilda used to belong to my girlfriend's grandmother.
Oh, this is terrible.
Oh, I know. It does look very like her. But I'm pretty sure this isn't Hilda. I'll have to take her back to the surgery and check the microchip.
I'll come with you.
Well, there's no need.
No. I feel responsible. If it is Hilda, I was meant to be looking after her.
Oh, have I just missed Kirsty?
Oh, yes. Sadly, she wasn't bringing very good news.
Really?
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello, love.
Yeah, the bottom line is that the boys and I are going to have to move out from here.
But Helen, I thought you were planning to buy it.
Not going to happen, I'm afraid.
Well, that's a shame.
Well, it's not Kirsty's fault. She's under lots of pressure to seal the deal on Roy's place or move out.
She doesn't want to move back in here, does she?
No, not with all the associations. And in the end, the numbers just didn't add up for me.
Well, I am disappointed, I must say. Mm. I've loved having you in the bends next door.
Oh, the feeling's mutual, Joy. You've been a lovely neighbour.
So, where are you going to go?
That's a very good question, Mick.
I've just had my marching orders too.
What do you mean?
Oliver said I can't stay in the van no more. Well, not at Grey Gables, any road.
No.
I can't blame him. He said it was only okay because he thought it was temporary. Well, I thought I'd have somewhere to live.
Oh, easier said than done round here.
Well, it's been nearly 6 months now. I can't complain.
So, what are you going to do?
Well, the answer's obvious, isn't it?
Is it?
You can park it here.
On the drive? Will it fit?
If I put my car on the road, it will.
Do you mean it, Joy?
Of course.
Well, that'd be brilliant. There's just one problem, though. After being parked on the road for so long, now it won't move.
What's wrong with it?
Gearbox seized up.
Well, I might be able to help out with that.
You, Helen? Are you a gearbox guru on the quiet?
Not quite. But could it be towed?
Oh, yeah. I just can't get it out of neutral.
Well, maybe my dad could tow it round with a tractor.
Oh, Helen.
I'm on my way to the farm now. Would you like me to ask him?
Oh, I feel absolutely terrible about this. What am I going to say to Pat and Tony?
Well, let's be sure of our facts first. If I can find the scanner, that is. Oh. Ah, here it is.
Okay.
Now we'll see what's what.
I don't know. I had hoped that having a cat might ease my stress levels.
Well, pets are generally proven to do that.
So far, all it's done is make me feel worse.
Hmm.
What's up?
Well, it's not detecting a chip. See? No ID found.
Oh, might the impact have damaged it?
It's unlikely. A quarter in the hindquarters. Let's see. No, the shoulder area's quite intact.
Well, might Hilda not have one put in? I understand she can be a bit of a handful.
No, I checked her patient record. She definitely is chipped. It's now a legal requirement, actually.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Chips have been known to migrate, but usually not very fast. No, still nothing.
So...
No, in my professional opinion, it's most unlikely that this cat is Hilda.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, I know, it's terrible for someone, but...
It's all right, Azra. Your relief is perfectly understandable.
So, what happens now?
Well, we do our best to find the owner. We'll keep it in the freezer in case we track them down and if they want to arrange their own burial or whatever.
I see.
We'll take a photograph first to help with the identification. Then we circulate the description as widely as possible. Our social media, village website, poster up in the shop, mm-hmm. You know, that sort of thing.
You don't keep it indefinitely, though, surely?
No. If it's not claimed after 3 months, then we arrange a cremation.
Where would that take place?
Any licensed veterinary crematorium. We use the one in Galton.
How sad.
Yes.
And unpleasant for you. Look, I know both of us are used to death in our professions, but...
Indeed, not like this. Vets are supposed to save animals, not mow them down.
No, I'm sure it couldn't be helped.
Did try my best to avoid it.
Yeah, I know you did, Jakob. Are you all right? Is there anything I can do?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm fine. I'm just a bit stressed. Reminds me it's about time I booked a holiday.
Yeah, well, that's always a good idea.
I'll talk to Kate tonight.
Dad said he'll come back tomorrow in the light.
I'm so sorry, Helen.
Assess the damage.
There's no need for that. It was my fault.
He was driving the tractor, Mick.
Yeah, but I was guiding him. When I said to straighten up, he thought...
We've been through all that.
Yeah, we need to decide how best to put it right.
Hello!
Oh, no.
Kirsty!
What are you all doing out here?
Is it my fault?
Malone! How did that happen?
Dad towed Mick's van here.
A bit of miscommunication while he was reversing it.
It was a very complicated manoeuvre, to be fair.
I was coming to tell you when the estate agent's due. I can't have great gouges in my lawn.
No.
What'll that look like in the photos?
Don't you worry, Kirsty.
Oh, I'll have to put her off now.
I'll sort it, I promise.
Well, it needs to be quick.
It will.
I have to sell this house as soon as humanly possible.